from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation, about to do a C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. We got Brian Broaddus, of course, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you, Gavin Dawson, on vacation in Oregon. He actually tagged us on the Twitters. He's in Zigzag right now. And that was one of Brian's questions last Friday, like, is this a real city? And yes, Zigzag, Oregon is indeed, and Gavin Dawson passing through there as we speak. We did have some Ranger Day baseball earlier. If you missed it, Rangers getting swept by the Brewers, 6-5, the final. Brewers walk it off. They will head to Baltimore, start a 4-game series with the O's. They had a lot of success last time they were in Baltimore, won the ALDS, won both games, came back home, clinched it at Globe Life Field. So hopefully they can channel some of that magic as John Gray will take on Corbin Burns. It'll be a 5 o'clock pregame tomorrow, 5:35. First pitch. A lot of NBA news happening as well. OG Anunoby signing a big-time contract with the Knicks. He's going to stay in New York. We got trades happening with the Wizards and the Blazers. We'll talk more about the association coming up next in the hodgepodge. Then we got the Get Right. Reginald Atatula, Chris Arnold throwing heat in the bullpen right now. We'll talk with them in about 40 minutes or so. But it's on the morning news. A couple days ago, Micah was doing one of his youth camps at Legacy Christian Academy, and he was talking about criticism, and he said, quote, "The criticism is a privilege because sometimes a great standard is not good enough for those who are greater. When people want things, you have to answer the call. It is not a negative thing. It is the most positive thing people can say to me because it pushes me and challenges me to be better." I like the answer. He said, it's a great privilege for someone to say, hey, you are great, but you can be greater. And I think that that's fair. I mean, I think that that's when we're looking at this Cowboys team, we've seen a lot of great things in the regular season. The question is, what the hell happens when you play against an opponent that is
that's equal also or great,
better than you? Yeah. And then in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's where this team's success has just not been found for them.
Yeah.
So for Micah, there's another level that we want to see him achieve for Dak. I think that's the same thing. We talked about the quarterback contracts earlier, and like that's the only reason that I would hesitate to pay a quarterback like Dak. You haven't seen the success in the postseason, and that's what kind of, in my opinion, is the deciding factor between top of the market. And yeah, you're a good quarterback, but I can't go that high to pay you when you're not being the difference maker in playoff games. So for all these guys, I think there's a ton of criticism that we've had this offseason, and Mike has certainly heard all of it.
Yeah, he has, and he's one of those guys, too, that he's out there. He understands, you just said it, he hears it all, and he's also going to respond to it as well. You know, some guys just kind of, you know, brush it off and all that. But he's one of those guys that, like, listen, you're gonna get on me about this. You don't want me to do this. You don't want me to do that. You know, some guys just let it go. I think Dak is really good and just letting things go. You know, I mean, you talk about somebody, every show opens, national show seems to have a topic where Dak Prescott is involved.
Yeah.
And he takes a lot of the arrows, you know, in this organization.
Sure
he stands
does.
Up there and takes a lot, and, you know, and he just handles it. You know, there's things that, you know, there's things I can control, things I can't. I think Micah takes it a little bit more personally. But yeah, but Micah's about to be in a situation where, you know, they're looking at him as a $30 million player or maybe more. And that is something that to me is, that's a big responsibility there.
Yep.
You know, it's a big responsibility on TJ Watts and, you know, guys like that that are in that level. Bosa, those guys. Miles Garrett, those guys are in that level. That's a big responsibility. You know, and those guys have their moments where they're really, really good and moments where they get blocked. But you start, you know, he's about to get into that era where he thinks people are kind of critical now and the noise is loud now. Wait till you sign a contract and you don't deliver.
Yeah.
Then all
no
of a sudden,
question. It's another level.
Then all of a sudden, you know, there's a side of me that believes that Dak Prescott would be okay just moving on. You know, I thought there was a time where Dak really, yeah, I want to be here. I don't know if that's the case anymore with him. And I'm just saying that from my just looking at it. I'm just looking at it from, you know, like, hey, why? I could go somewhere else and, hell, I'm, you know, I finished second in the MVP balloting and now every show is talking about me and my ability to do this or lack of ability to do that. I think he would be totally okay with going and saying, hey, I'll play somewhere else.
He might have the chance to go home and play for the Saints.
I think that you have to watch a team like Tampa myself.
Okay.
His wife, family down there in Florida, you know.
If Baker doesn't have a good year this year.
Baker doesn't do what he needs to do. Could, you know, the Giants could be a team, you know, depending on a new coach there. But I just feel like, you know, I just kind of feel like that Dak Prescott's kind of in a point of his life where, okay, I've done everything but deliver a championship. I've done everything you've asked me to do. I just can't get this thing over the hump right now. And he's, you know, nobody wants to sit there and take constant criticism over their jobs.
Well, then don't go to New York.
Well,
you know, like if that's part of it for him, then go somewhere else. But I'm with you. He's going to get, he knows that he's going to get the money that he wants
somebody. I think what's happening is Jerry's gambling on this, and he's saying, I think Mike McCarthy's going to get another head coaching job. I think Dak, if he leaves, is going to get a contract that he feels like he deserves. You know, we'll see what happens with Micah Parsons. You know, could that be something that, like, all this noise that you're hearing coming, you know, from media members, is this something that, you know, where there's smoke, there's generally fire? And is this the time, like, we can't pay this guy $30 million and we're going to have to move on?
From Micah.
So, yeah, I think.
Well, you definitely can't. I don't think you can do all three of them.
No, I mean, we talked about that with the Barnwell article.
Yeah.
And you pay all three, and that's my big issue with the quarterback contracts. It's just getting too difficult now if you are going to let the salary cap kind of dictate what you're able to do in the offseason, which clearly the Cowboys do, right? Like, they're trying to get their cap in order. You are handcuffing yourself from really improving in other areas.
Maybe they're doing exactly what you're saying, though.
It could be.
Maybe they're looking at this and they don't want to be handcuffed, and they're saying we can't pay Dak Prescott $60 million.
Hey, and you've said this a lot.
Yeah,
the Cowboys are that team because you don't have a risk.
Yeah.
Of getting fired and losing your job as the general manager.
There's no reason for the Dallas Cowboys the front office to fear their situation. The only fear that they have is that they don't find a quarterback. And that's possible. Teams have gone on and not found a quarterback. But if you let Dak Prescott go, now you've got to figure this thing out. And it might not be Trey Lance. I was on a podcast last night with some guys, and I was sitting there, and we were no other organization would let all three of their quarterbacks be without a contract.
Yep.
No, I mean, and they're like, this is crazy. It's crazy. But to them, it's not crazy because they're not going anywhere. But if we were in Tampa or the Jets or Philadelphia, one of these places, and we did this, we'd get fired. But, you know, they don't. They're not going to get fired here. So, that's how they're able to operate, because of the security of knowing they're not going anywhere. That, like, okay, we really effed this thing up by not getting him signed early enough.
Right.
We really effed it up. Was it our fault? Some, yeah. But we effed it up. And now their way of getting out of it is just letting it go away.
Just got to eat it.
Just eat it. They're going to eat with the possibility of eating $40-something million of dead money. But they'll think, you know, hey, we'll be fine. We'll, you know, we're still here. We'll still get to pick players.
We'll draft really well.
We'll still do that. But everybody else in the league, if they did that, would be terrified of their situation and probably would feel that they're going to get fired.
Sure. 100%. Now, yesterday we did the building the all-time Cowboys offense. Today, blogging the boys did the other side of the football, the defense.
There you go.
So we talked to Micah Parsons. Would he be a member of your Cowboys all-time defense? Of course, we are going very much doomsday when it comes to the defensive line and the secondary here, Brian Broaddus. We start at defensive end. Your two defensive ends. Harvey Martin.
Yes.
Who I don't understand why he's not in the Ring of Honor.
That's something, you know, and I know the Joneses aren't listening today, but this is my two cents. This team was really good before you bought them in 1989. You had 20 straight winning seasons.
There's some good history there.
There's some really good history here. And I think there's sometimes that they don't appreciate how great the history was here. Yeah, the Joneses from 1989 on have had a good run in a lot of ways. Got a stadium built, got all that. Yeah. The team is worth, you know, billions of dollars. But pre-1989, they had some really, really good players here, and Harvey Martin was one of them.
Yeah.
Harvey Martin deserves, if you're going to put Charles Haley in the Ring of Honor, and Charles Haley was a mercenary. You know, he was a mercenary is what he was. You know, he is a guy that was drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, was a hell of a player for them. He made a trade for him or signed it. I always forget this one with him.
With Haley?
Was he signed or was he traded for?
I think they traded for Charles Haley.
Okay. I always get this confused on him. I'm sure people chiming in right now and just check it out. I don't remember exactly what that one was. But if you're going to put Charles Haley in the Ring of Honor, you need to go back and evaluate what Harvey Martin was to this organization.
Yeah, it was his second and third rounder.
Okay.
They made a trade.
So good. Yeah, they went out. They made a deal to get him. But
he did.
He, you know, you talk about Charles Haley. I believe that Eddie DeBartolo put him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Jerry Jones did more for Charles Haley to get him into the Hall of Fame, but he chose Eddie DeBartolo, the then owner of the San Francisco 49ers.
And we'll still see Charles out there at practice.
Yeah, and I'm sure Charles would take a swing at me right now if he knew I was talking about it.
Probably.
But that's how I feel. Charles is a great player. But he is a San Francisco 49er first, Dallas Cowboys second. Harvey Martin was always a Dallas Cowboy and was part of some really good teams and a Super Bowl winning team.
Dude, amen. It's unbelievable that he's a Defensive Player of the Year in 1977.
I don't think they kept sack totals when he was at his heyday.
I don't think so either.
No.
And he was a member of the Hall of Fame all 1970s team.
Yeah.
But yet he's not in the Hall of Fame. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of his life was, there's a lot of things that people were trying to kind of put together about his life.
Crazy.
But when you watched him play, he terrified offenses the way he played.
So here's your
He did an awesome radio show with Sean Rabb, too, by the way. Shout out to Sean Rabb.
Yeah. Harvey has like a badass voice.
And that hat.
K104 kind of a thing?
I think it was Soul 73, KKDA. Soul 73.
KKDA, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a badass. Him, Ed Too Tall Jones.
Ed Jones was tremendous. But Gil Brandt, give him a lot of credit for that. Yeah. East Tennessee State. Yeah.
Bob Lilly and Randy White. That's your defensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Ware as a Sam linebacker.
All right, here we go.
Chuck Howley at Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons at Will.
All right.
Then the secondary is Mel Renfro, Everson Walls.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff Harris at free safety, Darren Woodson at strong.
Yeah. Here you go.
Like it?
Yeah, I do. I
no adjustments, no tinkering, no
problem. We try not to put Deion Sanders on there, but
yeah, I was prime time not on here.
Well, that's the whole thing too. I mean, they could have also
tenure.
They could have put Charles Haley on there too.
They could have.
Yeah. They didn't do that.
Could have put Dexter Coakley in at linebacker as well.
I'll tell you what, Dat Wynn and Dexter Coakley were two really so good linebackers on bad football teams. But those cats, They do not get enough credit for how good of players they were.
So good.
Diagnose and deliver.
No, bad teams, top 10 defense.
Yeah.
That's Zim. at Zim. Yep. I mean, he had a lot of guys that
playing undersized. Leroy Glover,
yeah,
badass.
Leroy Glover. I mean, it was amazing what when Parcells told him. He like, hey, you're going to run this 4-3 one more year, and you better learn this 3-4. And Zim learned it, and all those guys, like Bill Parcells, hated. I mean, sports hate, not personal hate. He hated the fact that Coakley and Dat were so small. And he just hated it. And when it was all said and done, I think he had the most respect for those guys when he watched these guys play.
Boy, they could
and
fly.
how they played the game, how they prepped for the game, and all those things. But Bill was like, we can't win with these guys. We can't win with these two. And you know, you won with those guys.
Yeah, they were incredible. Yeah. All right, thank you very much for that C-note here. Let's get into some sports hodgepodging, shall we, Eric?
NBA updates from the draft, and we asked the question, would your HOA approve this next year in the nation?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.